This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, and Luke Sloan on the updates. It's a Thursday.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. We got two Grand Slam later in the show. We got a lot to get to this morning.
Sure as heck do. That's right. We got another win for the Tigers.
Sweep. Brooms out.
How about that? Good team and still rocking and rolling.
And yesterday's the day they sat some dudes and still got away with it. Like, they beat up on people, man.
They do. They just wear them down. And it's just, it's wave after wave. And it's just, I think this is maybe the most consistent baseball team that we've had. And okay, not saying anything groundbreaking here, in more than a decade.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just in a matter of pitching has been consistent and at times great, obviously, with Skubal. Moments with Flaherty, and we'll get into it throughout the course of the show, but even the bats, it's just, we don't have anybody that's lighting the world on fire. We're not leading anything in home runs or in RBIs or in average. We've just got some guys that are just solid baseball players playing consistent good baseball, and they're winning a lot of games.
I was looking at May, the Tigers who are performing the best at the plate, leaders in OPS. It's the guys you expect. Riley Green, Gleyber Torres, Colt Keith. Circle that. A good month of May. Torque still got an OPS over 800. I know the strikeouts are piling up right now, but he's steady.
And still got power.
And Ben Baez is flirting with an 800 OPS and playing some damn good center field. They're getting contributions from the guys they're supposed to get contributions from. Mm-hmm. And it's up and down the lineup. Even when guys have an off day, like taking a day off and not playing, someone steps up, steps in, and they find a way to win anyway. And we'll talk more about it at the end of the hour, but anybody that was panicked after the Guardian series, anybody that's like waiting for the other shoe to drop, I got good news for you.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it's happening.
No. No. It's
they're going to keep doing this, man. Like they have proven it not over a week or a month. 2 months into the season, they continue to do this.
Yeah. And the elephant in the room is we all want to know what is going on with Jackson Jobe. Is it just, hey, he's tired for a day. Maybe he needs, as a young pitcher, to sit a out of the rotation for and skip a start.
They've done it. They may do it again. The only thing that raised the red flag was the not making him available and like shutting down the clubhouse.
Yeah, but I'm not going to jump to any conclusions until we hear or see or hear anything more on the situation. It just could be AJ said, you know what? Hey, he was not what he normally is.
Yeah, but you still face the media. You're a professional athlete.
I understand that, and I agree with that.
And you just talk through and go, hey, I wasn't myself, and that's how it works.
Yeah. He's young. He is going to be protected by his manager, and maybe this was just a simple protection. I don't know.
You hope it's nothing serious.
I'm going to give AJ, who we just talked to yesterday, and we love having him, the benefit of the doubt.
Okay. Talk more about it at 6:50, because I think there's some good conversations to have with this baseball team. We got a list from Wojo.
Oh, I know. Listen to this one last night.
Oh, yeah, you're driving around.
Oh, yeah.
So I saw that he had written in the Detroit News, one of the premier columnists in the city of Detroit, Bob Winowski. He has his top 10 star athletes in the city of Detroit. And he stressed, a few years ago, it would have been hard to get to 10. Mm-hmm. Now, he even cheated a little bit and threw two guys in the 10 spot.
Yeah,
we'll give you that, and we'll kind of take a red pen to some of what Wojo did. We'll do that at 6:35 this morning. Last night, a couple teams punched their tickets to the finals, the championships.
Huh?
You had the Thunder getting it done. Laffer.
It almost every one of their wins was a laugher. Was it their third win that was, somewhat controversial with the call at the end?
Whatever.
Obviously, we're not invested in it because it's not one of our teams. But they dominated that series. It was hands down OKC was clearly the best team in the West, and they're going to represent the West in the NBA Finals.
I mean, they jumped them. It's 26-9 after the first quarter, yeah. And it, okay, here we go.
Uh-huh.
That place is...
Do we have to play the rest of the game?
Rocking, it's loud. I was talking to my brother yesterday, actually, who again lives down in Oklahoma City, and I'm like, are you going to any of these games? And he goes, no, the tickets are a little too expensive. Like, what do you mean? This is their first championship.
Yeah. Well,
it's killing me.
He has the opportunity to go to some more games.
Yeah.
So
I said, like, what's it like? He goes, everybody's wearing gear everywhere you go. Downtown is basically just an extension of the arena right now. Everybody's fired up down there. I did have a moment. Are they making the case for the Pistons to run it back? I know everybody says add a star and we're guilty as charged. I wonder, though, if we should be zagging instead of zigging. Their blueprint feels more like our blueprint, right? They have one star. They've drafted homegrown guys around him. They're in a smaller market. They're not a free agent destination. They play tenacious defense. They stuck it out. I mean, they weren't in the playoffs 2 years ago, and now they're playing for an NBA championship. Are they making the case that you can run back Ivy and Asar and have a core around Cade that you drafted yourself?
So it's certainly an option, and they're showing that it can be a successful option. Cade is having more success, getting more accolades younger in his career than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah, the argument is, unless you have a Shai, this doesn't work. Well, Shai wasn't Shai when he was 23 years old. He hadn't made an All-Star game. He had never received an MVP vote. Cade is doing those things.
Right, and so the case can certainly be made that they'll be better when Jaden Ivey is healthy. They'll be better when you get Asar Thompson and some of these guys a little bit more experience, and they continue to grow. I think you can, as long as Trajan Langdon continues to build those and put those complementary pieces around what he believes could be the core, or if that's what he believes, well, if that's the direction he decides to go.
And that's what OKC's done. It's not like they've sat on their hands. So they've got some bit players, right? When you trade Giddy away and you get Caruso.
Yeah.
And that's not a headliner, but it's a subtle move that works. Their big free agent offseason move last year was Isaiah Hartenstein. You know, it's not Giannis.
It's not lighting the world on fire.
No, Lu Dort is one of these just very important key role guys on their team. They've had him there for years. Langdon did a little bit of that this last offseason when you added Malik Beasley, when he added Dennis Schroeder. I mean, those are more of those kind of moves, kind of coloring around.
Right. And I guess the question is, does he keep Schroeder? Is Beasley going to be back?
Sure.
Like, both of those guys are up and could be free. So what does he decide to do with those guys? And are there other pieces? There certainly are, but what are they that he decides to add to this group, to this core, so that they can follow the same path that OKC has followed?
2 years ago, not in the playoffs, now competing for a championship. Their leading scorer is SGA, who they traded for after his rookie season with the Clippers. Nobody thought he was
technically not homegrown.
But they developed him. He wasn't this guy for years. Their second leading scorer is Jalen Williams, not the Jalen with the Y. There's two Jalen Williams on the team. They drafted him 12th overall.
Yeah.
And then their third leading scorer is Chet Holmgren, mm-hmm. who they drafted in the top five, who dealt with some injuries. Stop me if we have a guy like that on our team.
Yeah.
That's the case to run it back.
It is. But then are you saying that Jaden Ivey is Chet Holmgren?
Completely different players, but
can impact. He have the same impact? Right.
Could he be the third leading scorer on the team and give him spurts? Yeah, I think that bar's clearable.
Yes, but are those spurts going to be good enough? Does he make Cade that much better when you think about what Holmgren has done for SGA?
Yeah, and that's going to be a lot of this, is can Cade be SGA?
Right.
And I think the runway's there. Wojo ranked Cade in his top 10 athletes. We'll get to that at 6:35. Did he rank him correctly? Who's number one? All kinds of fun conversations. The other story last night was the Panthers. They're in the Stanley Cup again, third straight year. And they are a pain in the ass to play.
I don't think it's any surprise.
No.
From the first drop of the puck this year to now, most people pick them to at least be here, if not be back-to-back Stanley Cup champs.
Reigning Cup champs. And we talk about how our teams play into this. I know a lot of Red Wing fans like Sam Bennett. He's seen as one of the top three or four free agents for the upcoming summer here. He's leading all teams in the playoffs in goals. He's got that grit to his game. Like, I think there's going to be Red Wing fans that prefer him over even Mitch Marner when all is said and done.
So the question, there's a couple questions. Is Mitch Marner is a more productive player?
He's a better player.
But his postseason hasn't been what Cam Bennett's postseasons have been. And so do you want a guy that is able to get you to the postseason with a lot of flash and dash and really adds a lot to your team? It would be the best player on your team versus a guy that's going to come in and when you already have a Dylan Larkin at the center position, you already have a couple of guys there, are you willing to bump them down because you think Cam Bennett is going to be the guy that leads you not just to the postseason but can be much more productive and a better postseason player than Marner?
So people would say Sam Bennett is a playoff player. I mean, I'd point out Mitch Marner was a point per game this last year in a disappointing postseason and was a 100-point player in the regular season. Sam Bennett has had one 50-point season in his career.
It's currently this season.
I'm Team Marner. I mean, we could make it a poll question just in the background of the show today. My theory, John, is that Red Wing fans are going to say Bennett because he represents this idea of, like, we need to be tougher. But I do think there's a danger in handing him a premium deal in free agency, overpaying for another middle six center.
Right.
He's better than Kopp and Compher, but essentially what I'm doing is throwing a lot of money into guys who aren't my top line guys. Like, what does Bennett look like when he's not playing on this loaded Panthers roster? Is he an overpaid second line center? Stop me if you've heard that from the last few off seasons out of the Red Wings. He would not be their best player, but he may be their highest paid guy if you know, cap's going up and getting a bidding war. If someone's going to be my highest paid player, he might as well be my best player. I'm Team Mitch Marner if push comes to shove on that.
I would be as well, just because if you're going to pay Marner more, there's no question about that.
Oh, yeah.
But he will be clearly your best player.
If you want a player from the Florida Panthers because you view them as playing hockey the right way, there's a different name besides Bennett. And throw him in the mix next. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. In honor of Military Appreciation Month, Verizon thought of a lot of different ways that they could show their appreciation, like rolling out the red carpet, giving you your own personal marching band, or throwing a bumping shindig. At Verizon, they're doing all that in the form of special military offers. That's why, this month only, they're giving military and veteran families a $200 Verizon gift card and a phone on them with a select trade-in and new line on select unlimited plans. Think of it as their way of flying a squadron of jets overhead while launching fireworks. Now that's what I call a celebration, because Verizon is proud to serve you. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit to learn more. $200 Verizon gift card requires smartphone purchase, $799.99 or more with new line on eligible plan. Gift card sent within 8 weeks after receipt of claim. Phone offer requires $799.99 purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or postpaid unlimited plus. Minimum plan, $80 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees for 36 months. Less $800 trade-in promo credit applied over 36 months, 0% APR. Trade-in must be from Apple, Google, or Samsung. Trade-in and additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, why not? Jay Hens in the lineup. He delivers too. That's Greg Gania on the radio call.
Mr. Cora with the windmill going.
Go.
Get on your horse.
And of course, it's two strikes,
slide,
two outs.
Slide.
This team, man, they sweep the Giants. We're going to talk more about them at 6:50. The question on everybody's mind with this baseball team. We got Wojo's list of the top 10 star athletes in the city of Detroit. We'll take a red pen to that coming up at 6:35. We brought up a hockey question. The Panthers have punched their ticket to the Stanley Cup final. Marner's the big free agent, but I want to see how this plays out. I think there are Red Wing fans who prefer Bennett, Sam Bennett's gritty playoff brand of hockey, to Mitch Marner. I am not one of those people. but I'll be curious what the results are. The question is up right now on our Twitter account, Costa and Jansen with Heather. Mm-hmm. If you want someone from the Panthers, I think the home run name is not Sam Bennett. It's Aaron Ekblad.
Former 1-1.
Yep, defenseman, right shot. I don't believe the Red Wings are going to race Pelika into a prominent role in Detroit next season. I wouldn't be surprised if he spends most of the year in Grand Rapids. They need a second right-handed shot on defense. Ekblad gives them leadership. He's already won one cup. They may win two. He brings grit, sandpaper, can play the power play, penalty kill, plays north of 20 minutes a night. And can they actually get him? Well, if he hits free agency, guess where he grew up, John?
Well, he was born in Ontario.
Yeah, he grew up in Windsor.
Mm. So because he's within the circle,
yeah.
He's able to, you know, but what do we draw a line from the center of Detroit? And it's, hey, any 50 miles in that center, like all of those guys should be Detroit Red Wings.
Yes.
And
yes,
they have to be
works.
Within the tickets listening range.
Yes, right. If you can stream the Tigers on the Odyssey app, if you're within the market range.
Steve wants guys that could listen to the Red Wings when they grew up.
Well, it's funny because Ekblad wears a number 5 because of Nick Lidstrom. Like, he was a Red Wing fan. If Florida lets him go in free agency, they have some big cap decisions to make. That would make more sense to me than overpaying Sam Bennett to be a middle 6 forward. If you're not able to get Marner because there's only one Marner and the price is going to be high and he might not pick you, fine. Ekblad makes a lot of sense to me.
Well, he does. And we talked all season long. Like, what? Okay, the best defense is a great goalie standing on his head for 82 games and then into the Stanley Cup playoffs. The next thing you need is a defense in front of him to make that goalie better. And we have no idea. I think the biggest confusing thing for me is, what are they doing in goal?
Waiting around.
And so now, if you can improve that defense, I don't think anybody would hate adding Ekblad. I don't think anybody would hate adding Bennett. Certainly, there are people that have said they wouldn't want to add Marner until they saw him play for the Wings, and then all of a sudden they'd be Mitch Marner fans.
There are all these narratives with Marner. He's soft. He gets Selke votes. And for people who don't know hockey, that's the best defensive forward in the game. He's received votes multiple seasons for the best defensive forward in the game. He's not soft. He had 100 points last season. And I've also seen this narrative that he's a secondary assist merchant, that a lot of his assists come from getting that not primary assist, but just kind of being around. Not true. Fourth in the NHL in primary assists. The only guys who had more, you may have heard of these guys, McDavid, McKinnon, and Kucherov. Those are the only guys better at setting your teammates up, he makes Larkin better, he makes Raymond better, he makes this team better. Marner's the guy. You might not get him. Ekblad would be more than a consolation prize. The Bennett stuff, not for me. Maybe it's for you. You can vote in the poll. You can call in. You can text in 248-539-9797. Heather, what's going on in the news?
Well, let me tell you what's going on. You might have noticed this if you were watching the game yesterday. A Detroit Tigers grounds crew member had to be carted off the field before the 8th inning because he suffered some gnarly leg injury while he was out there during the 7th inning, you know, raking the dirt, right?
Yeah.
Trainers, EMS were called to tend to this guy. After a brief delay, some assistance, he was able to get up and be carted off the field, but not before he made it known how he was feeling because he flipped off the cameras and the fans at the game.
Hey, I'm number one. Can't do that. You don't see that very often. Was referring to a groundskeeper being injured. Can't do that was in reference to him squarely flipping off the camera.
Yeah. What? He just didn't want to be shown. He was in pain. I don't understand.
I don't know. I mean,
were they yelling? Were fans yelling things at him?
We couldn't hear anything of that nature.
No, I know, but maybe somebody said something to him that really ticked him off.
In terms of what happened, Colt Keith was playing first base. This is the quote from Colt Keith. It was pretty gross. I saw his kneecap on the side of his knee. He was screaming. I saw them pop it back in. I hope he's all right.
Yeah, it's a tough one, and he obviously was a little on edge.
Yeah, for sure. But you know, when you're in pain, you do feel that way. And I have had studies that I've shared with you that when you swear during pain,
does flipping someone off
do
the same thing for you?
He's not verbally saying it, but he's showing it. So So maybe it helps him feel a little bit
better.
What
was funny was the reaction from the trainer that was in front of him. Like, they're focused on his knee, and all of a sudden he looks up and sees he's flipping off someone, and he just gently puts his hand on his finger and puts it down.
Sir, you shouldn't do that.
Yes.
The two men convicted of conspiring to kidnap Governor Whitmer could be pardoned by President Trump. Barry Croft Jr. and Adam Fox were convicted of conspiracy in federal court, along with a weapons charge, after leading this group of anti-government extremists who planned to grab Whitmer. This was at her vacation home, and then start a civil war. On Wednesday, the president said that he would take a look at pardoning both of them. So, hasn't happened yet, but apparently it is on the table. It could happen. Ford has issued a massive recall to more than 1 million vehicles. The recall is a result of a problem with the rear view cameras. Basically, the rear view cameras aren't showing what's actually behind you, which then can, of course, lead to crashes and accidents.
This is the discussion I've had with the kids.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
You still need to check your mirrors. You still need to turn your head. You got to verify everything that's around you. Can't just rely on the camera.
I thought you were going to be like my dad, who goes, I don't even use the camera anyway. Why would you use the camera? You got perfectly good mirrors.
Oh, I use the camera. Yeah, I mean, I start with the mirrors, and
you use
the camera. It's an assist.
Whenever I'm using both, he's like, why are you using both? Just use your mirrors. Because I got the camera. Use both.
Yes. Modern technology can be an improvement.
So this impacts 2021 to 2024 Broncos, F-150s. So you have a Bronco in your family, don't you?
Yes.
We've got
a Maverick and a Bronco.
Okay, so be careful. Edges, newer Escapes. Basically, they do say if your vehicle is involved in this recall, you will be notified. You don't have to go seek out help.
Great, more mail.
You'll be notified. Dealers are expected to update the impacted software for free, so you can get it taken care of. Sad story, an 18-year-old defensive lineman at Baylor died on Wednesday after he was found with multiple gunshot wounds in a car in his hometown in Greenville, Mississippi. Alex Foster redshirted the 2024 season and then went through practice this spring. And the school did release a statement. The coach, the athletic director, basically just said that they're heartbroken, right? Their condolences go out to his family. And according to the mayor of Greenville, the shooting was part of a surge in violent crimes that have been threatening the community lately, apparently. The city had even issued like a curfew from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. to try to curb the violence that's been going on. So really, really tragic story for sure. I guess another tragic story, a different type of tragic story. A Checkers employee in Florida was arrested after being accused of shooting and killing a customer who was possibly just asking for some extra mayo.
Oh, boy.
That's
it? Yeah. So last week, this 23-year-old Elijah Mackey was charged with premeditated murder with a firearm in connection to killing this customer at their location in Kissimmee, Florida. I guess the two got into some sort of verbal argument. The customer was actually going through the drive-thru, but was on foot, I guess. Got into some sort of argument. That's when the worker went outside, took the argument outside, and then pulled a gun, shot the guy, then took off on foot, was hiding behind like a stairwell in a motel, told officers, I do have a weapon on me, and basically admitted to what he did, but he
over
was
mayonnaise?
But it sounds like, you know, and he knew right away. He was asking like, is he okay? Is that guy okay? And well, no, sir, you just shot him in the chest. He's not okay.
Jeez.
Yeah, it sounds like it was according to witnesses. That's what they were saying. This guy was just asking for extra mayo.
At least make it over barbecue sauce for a better condiment. I mean, come on.
Ketchup.
There's your ketchup.
Yeah.
Heather with the news. All right, coming up next, we take a red pen to Wojo's homework. He has the top 10 star athletes in the city of Detroit. Did he get it right? It's 97.1.
Hey, we've got a lot of great sporting events. We got some championship events coming up. If you want to watch those at the best place possible, that's Stadium Swim. Located at Circa Resort Casino, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. You can chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of the massive 40-foot-tall, high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino. It's in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street, one of the most amazing and entertaining places in this country. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cole Keith, he's been on a tear in the month of May, especially lately. Played the field yesterday, drove in some runs. Tigers win, sweep the Giants. Question on everybody's mind, we'll do it at 6:50. Wojo put out a column yesterday, the premier sports columnist in this fine city. And he decided, hey, we have a lot more star power in the city of Detroit now than we did 4 or 5 years ago. I'm going to rank them. And he did the top 10 star athletes in the city of Detroit. And he prefaced this with, this is not in order of who's the best. This is in terms of things like, you know, their persona and how revered they are and likability and stuff like that, right? The things that go into being a star. You have to be good, but it's more than just being good. So I want to go through this, and I'm sure you'll have some thoughts, John, as will our audience. He went number one. You want to go 1 to 10 or 10 to 1?
Let's go 10 to 1. He did 1 to 10. I was listening to him yesterday, and he started off with one, number 1, and I was instantly like, oh, come on.
Yeah, build some suspense, Wojo. Come on. It's not your first day in radio.
No, it wasn't that. When he said number 1, I was like, I mean, okay. I agree that there are arguments to be made for his number 1. I just disagree, and I didn't want to get distracted by disagreeing so quickly. So let's start with the tie that he has at 10.
That's a bad start, but we'll start there. He has a tie for 10. Wojo, you just got to pick one. That's the point. It's your list. 10 was a tie between Kirby Joseph and Jameson Williams. And I really think it's Kirby Joseph, but he didn't want to leave J-Mo out and face the wrath of the city, because you're not allowed to say anything negative about J-Mo.
Right.
We're very protective. But he had a tie, Kirby Joseph and J-Mo. Number 9 was Lucas Raymond. And I'm not even sure a Red Wing should be on this list, quite frankly. But he had one Red Wing, and it was Lucas Raymond at number 9.
Save your comments.
Spoiler, no Dylan Larkin. Jahmyr Gibbs was 8. Riley Green, who has made an all-star game, was 7. Probably makes another one, right?
I would think so.
Amon-Ra St. Brown is 6. Jared Goff is 5. And he stressed, this is not about whether he can win a Super Bowl or not. This is just star power. He put Jared Goff 5. Cade Cunningham was 4. Aiden Hutchinson, 3. Penei Sewell was number 2. And you could probably guess, based on who we haven't said, that Tarek Skubal was the number 1 star athlete in the city of Detroit.
Okay. So I think there's going to be a couple of hot button items here that I'm just going to identify.
Okay.
One, you kind of already did. Lucas Raymond. Does a Red Wing belong on this? We'll discuss that. Jahmyr Gibbs at 8. Are you kidding me?
Where should he be?
We'll get to that in a minute. I'm just talking about the things that I think are going to be hot button items here.
Yeah.
Cade. Where Cade is going to be a cause for discussion. Might get a little heated, because there are some people, much like J-Mo, that are very defensive of Cade Cunningham and what he is, who he is, and how he's gone about his business. Mad respect for Cade. I'm just not sure that 4 is where he belongs. And then Goff and Skubal, Penei Sewell, Aiden Hutchinson, like, where are they organized? Because we know, coming off of this past weekend, and we try and not have recency bias, there's no question, the best at what they do in their respective sports, I think you could say that on this list, there are 2 that are the best at what they do in their respective sports, and that is Penei Sewell and Tarek Skubal. So I understand why Wojo put Skubal as high as he did. I just disagree with it if we're talking about star power, because baseball is very much a regional sport. Now, I think Tarek Skubal has gone beyond the Midwest region. He is well known across Major League Baseball, but he's not like an Aaron Judge. He's not like a Shohei Ohtani. There are some other individuals that are just well above, head and shoulders above where Tarek Skubal is, because Tarek Skubal is a guy that you see every 5 days.
Yeah.
So that's an issue in terms of star power. I think if you're ranking this one, and I'll start with my number one, it starts with Jared Goff, because people chant his name.
Yeah, there's no Tarek Skubal chants.
No. And they chant his name, they were, until they played Washington.
Sure.
At LCA. They chant it in other areas. They chant it in other cities.
Grocery stores too, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. And so the star power is clearly, I think, more in favor of Jared Goff than Tarek Skubal. And it's not a slight on what Tarek Skubal is or who he is or what he's done.
Yeah, I would put Jared Goff as the number one star in the city of Detroit, too. He's not the best athlete, not the best player, but he's the biggest star. I mean, some of this is just comes with the territory. You're the quarterback of a really good football team.
Yeah.
And I think part of this, too, is when Goff was delivering those playoff wins, how emotional people got and the chance that started, and he became kind of a symbol for the city. But even when he struggled last year in the playoffs, we did those shows, and John, people wanted to do anything but blame him. Well, our defense was injured, and Ben Johnson's a bozo, and J-Mo shouldn't be throwing the ball, and he threw multiple interceptions. But people didn't really want to do that because of the place he holds in their heart. Like, he is held in that regard. Not always performance-based, but emotionally.
Yes.
He is the biggest star in the city of Detroit.
Yeah, and some of that goes back to the head-to-head matchups with one Matthew Stafford.
Sure.
And it is winning playoff games, getting to an NFC championship game. Now, it took a little bit of a hit, obviously, with five turnovers. That's never good for the resume. But I think if you're talking about, if you asked somebody in San Francisco to rank this, or in Seattle, in Florida, in the flyover states, I think they would all, if you said, hey, who's the number one athlete in Detroit? Like, who is it that you just know, maybe even know the most? They're going to say Jared Goff.
I think they may say Skubal. I don't think they get the emotional attachment that the city has with Goff from afar. I think they would base it more on just who's the best from afar, because they wouldn't be in the weeds with us. They go, boy, this Skubal guy won the Cy Young. He's on the bump for your pivotal playoff game at the end of the regular, or in the postseason, all of it.
I don't know. I mean, and I would like to give more credit to baseball fans. But there aren't as many baseball fans as there are NFL fans. And again, he is, yes, reigning Cy Young Award winner. But if you asked him what he's done this year, they probably would be like, I don't know.
Ticket Texter says, I'd actually put Larkin in this list at 10 over Kirby and J-Mo.
Okay, we'll get there.
That would put two Red Wings in this top 10. I don't think that's
no, right. I don't think they deserve one.
No, I don't either. I don't either.
So you've got Goff at one.
Yeah.
Who is, I think it really starts to get interesting filling out the rest
probably
of the top five.
Two, right? Does he have any, is there any demerit for the fact that he doesn't have a long-term deal? Like, does that hurt at all? Because all the
I
other
don't
guys
think that
do.
Has anything to do with his star power, no.
But in terms of like roots down, like Sewell's locked up. Cade's locked up. Goff's locked up. Some stability there.
No, okay, so Aiden Hutchinson is not locked up, but
right.
I think I honestly...
You'd put him too?
I would have Goff, Hutch, Sewell, Skubal.
Okay.
Just in terms of star power.
And then probably Gibbs? Because I know how much you frowned at him not being near the top of the list.
Yeah, I would put Gibbs, who is... If you just rank him in regards to running backs in the NFL...
Behind only Saquon, maybe?
Saquon, Bijan, maybe Derrick Henry.
Okay.
And so you're talking about a top four guy, and you could make an argument
that
he's
star
higher,
power, by the way, not who's better. Yeah.
Right. And so I would certainly have Jahmyr Gibbs higher than eight.
So you'd have Cade out of your top five.
Yeah.
Some of this, I feel like, again, we're doing the city of Detroit. The Pistons have often been seen as the fourth team in the city. I think he's going to take the biggest leap from this year to next year in terms of star power in the city.
Very well.
Because I think he just had his like aha moment to a lot of casual fans. Whoa, we're in the playoffs? Who's this guy? He's an all-star? He's all NBA. Now you have a year to kind of marinate in it, and I expect him to get even better. I think he could be as high as two or three.
Could
in,
be.
In the next year now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we do this again at, you know, hey, at the end of May next year,
yeah,
it could be a completely different order, which it should be.
Yeah. But there's, I mean, like, but Sewell's not going anywhere. Hutch isn't going anywhere.
No, but it could also be different for Aiden Hutchinson. If Aiden Hutchinson is Defensive Player of the Year and the sack king, I think you can make an argument for him for being number one.
As a guy from the state, too. All this stuff plays into your star status.
Yeah, I mean, he grew up here. He's played college football here. He's played, you know, obviously had a great start to his NFL career here. And, I mean, he's just going to take over the state of Michigan and Detroit fans.
Steven in Clarkston, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, how are you? So, hey, John, listen, I agree with you on a lot of stuff, but I don't even think it's close. I think Tarik Skubal is number one. And the reason why, I don't agree with the whole every 5 days. I mean, when you think of the 97, 98 Braves, the two players or the players you think of are Maddox and Glavine, right, and Smoltz. Those are pitchers. Okay, so as far as star power goes, I think Skubal's one. I put Cade number two. I think Wojo's way off on Cade. And then you start talking about Goff. I think Penei Sewell's a little high on this list when it comes to star power. Star power. Now, if you're talking best overall positional player, Penei Sewell's probably number one. Okay, but as far as star power, Cade, I know you guys just talked about it, but I would even think about putting Cade up at number one just because just the recognition that he got was as an all-star this year. He got some MVP votes. And Costa, you even got on the radio and said that the next American MVP will be Cade Cunningham.
Yeah, so, but he isn't there yet,
I don't know
my point.
He's not higher than number four. Now he's not higher than number four. I don't understand.
Well, my point would be he's not there yet. And
yeah,
that's
I've got him at six.
Sure. Couple ticket texts. J-Mo shouldn't be there. Mo Sider should. Star power, Goff one, Cade two, Gibbs three. Texter says Aiden should be number one. He's in State Farm commercials. This is star power. Jeremy in Chicago.
Right. If you've got a national campaign, which is, you know, Aiden is one of those. Who else has a national campaign?
How about this index, the jersey index? Texter says, I see more Aiden jerseys than any other jersey in the city of Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Can I throw another index on you?
Yeah.
The trick-or-treater index.
Oh.
How many Jared Goff trick-or-treaters did you have? I know I had at least one Aiden trick-or-treater. I know John had multiple.
Well, yeah, because I live in the Plymouth-Canton area. Every kid in the Plymouth-Canton area.
I thought you lived in Schembechler Hall. The way you're working over there, yeah. I know. 10 stars. J-Mo isn't a star, according to the ticket texter. Says he's the 32nd ranked receiver on PFF. Replace him with Carp or, Carp. Says Carp and Green are both top 10. Carp was not on this list. Larkin was not on this list. Wojo's point was we have more than we've had, and it's hard to cram them all in. That's why I did the tie.
That's the beautiful part of it, is we could actually make an argument for guys that aren't on the list to be on the list. And when was the last time in the city's history that you could look and say, I mean, it's been, 15 years?
Since the title?
No. Since that you could fill out a list of 10 stars.
Oh, yeah. You probably have to go to the tail end of those Tiger teams with JV and Scherzer, and you'd need all of them to get to 10 because you'd had Calvin and Stafford. But yeah, we're talking 2014.
Right.
It's been more than a decade. All right, guys, we're going to talk about our baseball team coming up next. We got the 2 Grand Slam at 7:25, and we have Dear John as well in the 7 o'clock hour. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. If you've been thinking about getting a hot tub, this is your moment. Go visit Beninati Pool and Spa, because I'm telling you, their team of experts are going to walk you through all the options, and they're going to hook you up with the perfect tub. For me, Beninati made the entire process a breeze, right? They found the tub that was just right for me and my family. They delivered it, they installed it, and they've been there to help with maintenance as well. And for me, having a hot tub has been just a total game changer. I'm using it not only for recovery after workouts, but I'm also getting in there with my family to relax in the evenings. My husband and I are going in. We're watching the Tigers games from the hot tub. It's been amazing. Beninati Pool and Spa is in Utica, right next to Jimmy John's Field. Plus, they have a brand new showroom in Clinton Township as well, right off M59 and I-94. And no matter which location you go to, you're going to be met by Bedinati experts who are going to personalize your experience and help you find the right hot tub. And hey, if you mention my name, they're going to take $500 off your purchase just like that. Visit BedinatiPools.com or stop by the Utica or Clinton Township location to see why so many people, including me, love the Bedinati experience.
Winning homestand for the Tigers.
It's beautiful.
Anybody that was feeling any type of way Saturday night.
This team responds.
Mm-hmm.
This team responds. And it is, I don't know, one of the big concerns is that at some point during the season, they're probably going to lose four in a row. They may lose five in a row.
I'm not so sure.
I don't know that that happens or not, but what we do know is every time they've been on a skid or they've had a bad day, they respond almost instantly.
Yep.
And it's, you can't point to one guy. That's why I think this team is so exciting. That's why this is much watched baseball. Anytime you get a chance to either listen or watch, because you never know during that game when that moment's going to be. And that's kind of the tease of baseball, right? You could be waiting all the way till the eighth inning and you're starting to fall asleep and then bam, you know, there's Riley Green with a key hit with a runner on, with runners on first and second or second and third. And all of a sudden, hey, Colt Keith comes chugging around third base.
Here it comes.
Great slide into home plate. And you hear Dan Dickerson or Benetti call it out. It's energizing, and this team just simply responds. They don't go in the tank.
Nope.
And I think that's the biggest thing.
We had AJ on yesterday, and he talked about how last year they kind of stumbled into like the right mentality. He didn't say stumble, but they found the right mentality at the end of last year. And like they're a machine about this. They're methodical. They're consistent.
And
you don't go on long losing streaks if you go to the ballpark with the right attitude, quality pitching every single day.
And there's a couple of things, and it's the gritty Tigers,
mm-hmm.
right? Don't let the Tigers get hot. All of those things are still true throughout the offseason at the start of this year. And then it's everything that we heard from AJ Hinch yesterday. And I encourage you, if you missed it, please go back on the Odyssey app, use the rewind feature, go listen to AJ. And one of the things that he talked about was when we were talking about Dylan Dingler and Jake Rogers.
Yep.
And what's the rotation going to be? Because we know on the horizon, Parker Meadows sounds like he's going to be back sooner than later. What do you do with Javi? All of these guys have said, and Jake Rogers, I thought the quote was perfect, and I'm going to paraphrase it just a little bit. His response to AJ was, look at the scoreboard. All right, well, with Dylan Dingler in there, you are winning.
Yep,
it's winning baseball. He's winning behind the plate. As Colin pitches, the defense, he is controlling the tempo. He's winning at the plate offensively. Yep. So AJ was like, okay, I mean, if we got a guy that's willing to make that sacrifice, and he caught every single inning, every single pitch in last year's postseason, now he gets one of three games in a series or one of four games in a series. He doesn't care. Javi Baez, put me wherever you want, coach.
No kidding.
Play the song. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Yeah, Fogarty playing in his ear.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of the mentality of this team. AJ was great. He's great every week, but this last interview went a little longer. We got a little more out of him. He's so great at informing, but also entertaining. It's up on the Odyssey app. It's on our podcast feed. Evan Jenkins, I think, posted the video on YouTube, too, the ticket YouTube page.
Well, it's a good
page.
Thing I comb my hair.
So it's out there if you want it. You should listen to it. The Tigers just keep pushing the envelope for what they're capable of, because when the year started, we're like, I don't know, they could flirt with 500 and maybe make a playoff spot. And then we're like, okay, they're winning this division. Wire to wire in this division. Deep postseason run. World Series. We've given odds at times already this season. And John, as we sit here today, the Cleveland games may have put some doubt in people's mind, but I think immediately bouncing back the way they did, sitting atop this division with a 6-game cushion, beating up on the Yankees and Padres and all these teams they faced already this season. Do you feel like they're making the World Series?
Yes, I do. And this is, on the heels of when we started the season. You brought it up. I was two below 500. You were, what, right at 500?
At 82 and 80.
Yeah. And then we adjusted, as we saw and learned more about this team,
90
to
plus.
90 wins.
Yep.
And I'm not willing to say 100 plus. Like, I saw a graphic yesterday of the projected win totals. They are projected to get 103.
Tom's making the mountain climber. We're going to have to just keep getting to the...
Yeah, we just keep on rolling. But this is a team that responds. They're consistent. And it's when you think about what A.J. Hinch has shared with us over multiple different opportunities when he's on the phone. How do you respond when you lose three in a row? I asked him that question. How do you get the team to respond? And it was... It was somewhat sarcastic from A.J. Hinch. I love the fact that he said, well, you saw it. We just hand the ball to Tarik Skubal.
I like how comfortable we're getting with this guy. I mean, I know last year I asked him if he's doing a good job.
Well, that's how you break him in, right?
Yeah. But, and I will point out, they're on a 100-win pace since that interview.
Yeah.
I had a friend look that up for me the other day. He goes, do you realize since that little exchange, they're on a 100-win pace?
Don't break your arm patting yourself on the back there, pal.
No, but I like that he was giving it back to us a little bit yesterday. Right. He's like, you guys can talk about Glaber more if you want. You can highlight Tommy Canley. It's your show, right? Your name's on it. But I like that the things have turned around and everybody's in a good mood with this baseball team. And the good times don't have to stop. Like, that's the thing. We haven't even truly hit the summer yet. This is the good part. This is when your baseball team captures your imagination for the full summer.
Mm-hmm. So a big benchmark for people, it's Memorial Day weekend usually, and what you have in a baseball team. I don't care what anybody says, they took a little bit of a punch last week.
Sure.
You know, the underdog boxer got a punch in, and they cut you, and you were bleeding a little bit. And then your ace comes out, and he does exactly what he's supposed to do. You get Flaherty's best start. You lose Vierling. Who hits a homer? Perez.
Yep.
You have a game like yesterday where I think they completely stole that game based on one humongous hit by Colt Keith, who suddenly has an 866 OPS in May after an awful April. If you think there's not some sort of magic or mojo going on with this team, you're blind. If you think the sky is going to fall, if you think they're the Guardians' bitch, guess what? The Guardians have a minus run differential. You know what? They took a little bit of a punch. They responded. They're the World Series favorite in AL.
Odd to tell you, the Yankees, I don't think anybody on this show feels intimidated by the Yankees. No, but it's the question in everybody's mind, the World Series. Like, I'll give you an example, John. We have this old dishwasher, and we had someone out to help try to fix it yesterday, a service technician. And I got the Tiger game on, and the first thing he asked me, he goes, they going to the World Series? Like, it's on everybody's mind. Right. They've captured our attention. So we want you guys to answer that question. They going to the World Series? It's next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.